this dude is my idol. I'm so happy someone shot up all those little effers. Viva la school shootings.
You don't think that's threatening in any way?
No. No, it is not what the Constitution calls, what the courts call, a true threat, which is a very specific, this is what I'm going to do here, now, at this time, at this place. It's not a threat at all. It is an offensive, obnoxious, stupid statement, and no more than that. You know, I like what he did. That doesn't mean I'm going to go out and do it myself. It doesn't mean, certainly, I'm going to go to this school on this occasion and do it myself. It doesn't even encourage anybody. It doesn't even say, George, you should go out and do it Thursday afternoon at this place. It just says, good for him. Cheer him on. It is obnoxious, it is offensive, and it is constitutionally protected.
And apparently the prosecution in this case agreed because it told the judge you should dismiss these charges, and the judge did.
People had called the police department in Medina and said, can't you do something about this? And they said, I guess, well, sure we can. We can arrest him. So they did, and they charged him with inducing panic. And the city attorney, he looked at what he was charged with, and he looked at what he did, and he looked at the law. And the city attorney said, this is constitutionally protected speech. He has a right to be offensive.
We know that the ACLU principle is that free speech, no matter how unpopular, is protected by the Constitution. But do you believe that when it comes to the framers of the Constitution, Jefferson, John Hancock, Madison, this is the kind of speech that those fathers of our country meant to protect when they wrote the First Amendment?
The specifics of what he did were pretty clearly not something. Nobody was doing that. We didn't have those kinds of schools getting, and we didn't have this kind of weaponry in those days. And this particular sort of thing didn't happen. But I think that the framers of the Constitution, when they wrote the First Amendment, and they said Congress shall make no law abridging freedom of speech, they didn't mean, except really offensive, stupid speech. They meant no law.